T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roy, why don't you start us off with the coffee shop video that you tweeted yesterday?
So I'm irritated. And because I believe this woman has truly disrespected a great establishment. Now, the original report was that this woman, who appears to be, I don't know, late 40s, early 50s or so.
I don't know how you could tell her age.
She's definitely remotely. Older. She's definitely older.
Probably by her sample.
They did not have audio of the video, so you just watch as she appears to angrily confront somebody at the front of the store. It's about a 45-second clip. You can find it at RDub3 from yesterday. I'll post it out again. And nothing that unusual, you know? It's like a regular argument. She's being very gesticular with her hands. She's like, she's pointing at the guy and kind of screaming at him, but you don't really think anything's going crazy, right? And then about 25 seconds in, where she reaches down to her waist, pulls down her pants, sets herself up doing a wall sit on the little, like, separator in the building, and releases onto the floor. Now, you would think that
piece
would,
of trash.
You'd think that would be enough, right? Like, all right, you got your point across.
That's
you disrespected him, sure.
That's it?
She that then reaches down, picks it up, and throws it across the counter at the person who is presumably that she's arguing with on the other side. She then grabs a couple of napkins
off the front
and starts to wipe herself in the moment and then throws those behind the counter as well. Now,
and then runs.
When I first saw this, I thought, this is a funny story. You know, Starbucks did just kind of announce that because of their incident that happened in Philadelphia, that two guys were arrested for quote-unquote loitering.
Chick-fil-A
that they had announced, hey, we don't want to be your drive-by
college,
rest stop,
and
but if you need to go to the bathroom, we're not going to turn you off. We're going to allow you to do that. So I thought maybe this woman was making some kind of joke inside of a Starbucks.
And then I found out this took place in a Tim Hortons.
Oh, that's Roy's spot.
And
every time we travel in California, we got to stop at Tim Hortons.
Madam,
is there a Tim Hortons here?
No. No, and they need one. Because here's the difference, Sean. You want to know what an extra large cup of coffee at Tim Hortons costs? What do you think it costs? What is an extra large?
$3.50.
$2.19.
Oh, yeah.
Is an extra large. You can get a cup of coffee for a dollar.
Y'all think, y'all listen think that Roy and Chop fight about sports? No. It is about coffee. Starbucks for Chop, Tim Hortons for Roy. I'm Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, the other factor here is if this were at a Starbucks, they probably would have just taken her poo, thrown it on a canvas, and put it up in the building, sold it for $50 to the people that come through there, and someone would have paid for it. All right? Because I don't know what the... I don't know who is buying stuff.
We're going to find out they put stuff in the coffee to drug us.
Yeah, I don't know who's buying stuff from Starbucks, but they sell more stuff than they do coffee, they sell a ridiculous amount of coffee.
I have to have about 20 tumblers that say Starbucks on it. Or
why?
You know, those coffee...
The cups?
The cups.
Why?
To use. Travel mugs. You got to have them, man. You got to have your travel mugs.
So all I was thinking about with this story...
Make great organic gummy bears.
I can't order at Starbucks. No. If you ever want to truly embarrass me, it's not singing. It's not trying to, you know, do different music quizzes or bands or anything like that. It's have me order at Starbucks... I don't know the sizes, and I don't know the drink names, but Choppy does. And I was like, I wonder if he can incorporate this story with some coffee orders.
Oh, for sure.
All I could come up with is a crappuccino.
A crappuccino? No. You can get a a grande iced pooped-free vanilla latte with soy milk.
Okay.
Instead of sugar-free, poop-free.
Yeah.
You can get one of those. You can get a triple venti half-sweet non-fat poop macchiato.
Okay.
Want to get one of those? Something like that. Decaf soy latte. extra shot of poop and cream.
Okay, you're not really doing what I thought you would do. You're just throwing the word poop in.
Yes, of course it is. You're not really
being that creative with it. You're just throwing out like the seven terms it takes to order one of these stupid drinks and throwing in poop.
You get mocha. Anything mocha related? It's kind of, you know, it's runny.
All right.
But this was... Like, this was...
This is vulgar.
This was not an emergency. First of all, I've never wanted sound more in a video than this one.
Yeah.
This was definitely not an emergency. You're right about that.
Not an emergency.
It's calculated.
She came down...
Calculated?
I mean, she laid the hammer down on this. I'm surprised she didn't crack the floor with that thing. That was amazing.
What a piece of garbage. What a piece of trash that woman is.
Who throws it? Who picks it up?
Man.
And it can sit. Never, I'm not going to get in the
car. All right, so there it is.
And how about the guy in the video behind the separator who just casually sits there drinking his coffee for the entirety of the video, just watching what happens, not worried that at any time she could turn around and turn her attention to him.
So that's what happened at a Tim Hortons of the video that Roy found that came out yesterday. There's your drink. Now let's get some food.
All right.
This one's going to drive probably everybody crazy.
This is from Business Insider. Now, evidently, all these folks who have never, and these are people who have never had Chick-fil-A. These are millennials. They say, we give millennials Chick-fil-A for the very first time.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how you've avoided Chick-fil-A. You must live in a flavorless wasteland of population. You're, what is it? The Mason Biscuit line, is that what it is, Troy? You live above
how the
that.
Hell I know that. Mason Biscuit.
The Mason Biscuit line.
Sure,
you live
with
above that,
that
one. Chick-fil-A is the greatest thing ever invented.
It's either that or Whataburger. It's going to be
one of the two.
Top two seeds.
But if I want a burger, I go to Whataburger. If I want a chicken, I go to Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Don't at me, bro. But these are millennials trying Chick-fil-A for the very first time. They're giving you kind of a background on they've never had Chick-fil-A.
I never tried Chick-fil-A because there weren't any where I grew up in Montana.
In college, I was vegetarian, and Chick-fil-A sells chicken.
The lines are always really long.
Well, I grew up in Europe. I don't think there is a single Chick-fil-A in Europe, so.
I am expecting this to be the best fast food meal that I've ever had.
I feel like it has this weird, like, cult following on Twitter and stuff. I want to be, like, blown away. I think it's just going to be fine.
Expecting a delicious chicken sandwich that will hopefully change my life because there are so many people obsessed with Chick-fil-A.
All right, so it's apparently Chick-fil-A is a cult following. Is that what it is?
It is.
It's on Twitter, a cult following.
Okay.
Yeah, on Twitter. So now they decide to give these rugrats an actual Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the number one, the standard number one order.
Smells really, really good. So that's a good sign.
Oh, this is a nice bag. Oh, my sandwich kind of already fell apart.
It's kind of deflated, but it's nice because it doesn't look like a McDonald's patty where it's like a pulverized chicken patty.
It's very squishy bread. I don't like that already.
It smells like cafeteria food that I had like elementary school.
Yeah.
This is a very sad chicken sandwich. I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm crying.
Everybody's been raving about Chick-fil-A, and I'm just sitting here like, I don't know.
That's surprising. There's like a little bit of crunch, but the chicken itself is kind of salty.
I don't know what I'm eating right now.
Very bland.
What?
There's not much flavoring.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's a very sad chicken sandwich.
I didn't know Jalen Ramsey had never had Chick-fil-A.
How was that guy allowed to eat Chick-fil-A?
Oh, gosh.
Because they don't have it where he's at.
Yeah, I know, obviously. Bland? The last thing Chick-fil-A is bland, right?
Dude, I've never...
That's a very sad chicken sandwich.
Look,
I'll be honest about a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
No,
here we
won't.
Go.
I love it. But I don't know if I could do it dry anymore.
Who does it dry?
Are we talking about Chick-fil-A still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta put. You're talking about a sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to Chick-fil-A sauce. As a kid, I ate the Chick-fil-A sauce. I ate the Chick-fil-A sandwich dry and thought, oh, it's a pretty good sandwich. Pretty good sandwich. But now I cannot eat it unless I have a combination of barbecue and buffalo sauce.
Ooh. On the sandwich, not the nugget, the sandwich.
On the sandwich.
Oh, yeah, okay. The sandwich, you cover it in Chick-fil-A sauce, but get that disgusting pickle off of it.
Yeah, crazy.
And that Chick-fil-A sauce is bomb.
I have never heard anyone say anything bad about Chick-fil-A.
Right.
I could poke more holes in Whataburger probably than Chick-fil-A.
You go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I could. The Whataburger's weakness is their fries. It is.
What?
Oh, they're good fries. They're good fries.
Chick-fil-A's fries are probably better.
Oh, those waffle fries are dumb. I mean, like the waffle fries are great.
You can't say anything about the burger from Whataburger.
Right.
Can't say anything about the chicken for Chick-fil-A.
Right.
I'm simplifying this.
Okay.
So then if I go to the fries, mm-hmm. Whataburger fries are not all that. And Chick-fil-A fries, everyone kind of loves that fry.
Interesting you said about the fries. You love the Chick-fil-A fries.
I don't love them.
Okay.
I like them. Okay, you like I love McDonald's fries.
Okay, but very true.
Roy? I love Arby's fries over Ooh. Chick-fil-A fries. Ooh. No one talks about Arby's fries.
I wouldn't.
A Cajun curly?
I wouldn't.
I'll stab you.
I wouldn't.
Why not? When's the last time you had Arby's?
You know, I mean,
I'm
really,
tired of the Arby's disrespect well, here
thank
in DFW.
You.
I'm
thank
not gonna
you.
Go, I'm yeah. not going to go you. To Arby's just for curly fries, but I'll tell you
this. Oh, they have amazing roast beef sandwiches.
I'm not going to have a Reuben, all right? You advertise about a Reuben, the worst sandwich in the world.
They don't
all right?
have.
And then you throw five roast beef sandwiches for $5. I mean, who's going to be able to eat five roast beef sandwiches?
have you had a chicken sandwich from Arby's?
I have not.
Oh, they're amazing.
Arby's is terrific.
Really? I'm so tired.
Chicken sandwich.
But it's interesting you bring up the fries.
Now, Arby's or Hardee's? Which one?
Arby's. I haven't had Hardee's in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I might take the Wendy's fries over Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's are a little too salty.
I agree. I find that the Chick-fil-A fry gets cold too fast.
Ooh, that's true.
It does get cold, but.
It's true.
You know
salty Chick-fil-A fry will ruin it for you. In fact, if you don't open the bag when you order and you take it out and you've got like a 10-minute trip back to your house, it will get soggy mm-hmm. because of the heat. Will get trapped, the steam, and then...
It will. Now, it's interesting to bring up the fries, because they gave these flavorless nitwits the fries, and they just... They Tim Horton lady all over them.
They did.
They all over them.
Wow.
These fries are way better than other fast food fries.
The fries aren't bad. They're pretty good. They're, like, not too salty for me. They're very standard fries.
I don't think I would try the fries again.
What?!
But the sandwich, definitely. I was expecting to like it more. It's got all the fuss. People love Chick-fil-A. People are super excited about it. Like the one that just opened around the corner, there's lines still coming out the door, I think.
Well, duh.
But why?
Oh my God. All right, let me defend these kids in one way.
How do they never have it?
But why? Okay, let me defend them. If you hear about something nonstop, hype, you're probably going to be disappointed. Like, I'm a barbecue guy. I'm obsessed. Franklin's in Austin. All I hear about, Franklin's Austin. Brisket. This guy, Aaron Franklin. Chances are because of that, when and if I ever go,
mm-hmm.
I probably won't be blown away.
Okay, that's fair. I understand that.
The mental buildup. So these kids, yeah, you can make fun of them. They've never tried it. But hearing about Chick-fil-A.
I'm more concerned.
It's like Whataburger. My friends that come from out of state. They're like, yeah, this is good,
yeah.
But y'all talk about it like it's a church.
Like In-N-Out, when we got In-N-Out. I understand that. My concern is how they never had it. I get the Chicken Montana. But Chick-fil-A is...
What's Chicken Montana?
The chick from Montana.
Oh,
I thought
Chicken Montana. I thought that
was a new sandwich. Yeah, no,
they don't have...
You're not supposed to say chick in this climate.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway... She's never had Chick-fil-A because they didn't have them there. But, like, if you're from, like, it's not like you can't get Chick-fil-A in basically every other state outside of Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. It's all over the place.
All right, there it is. A loaded, out of a carb-filled out of bounds.